While data compiled doesn't necessarily represent the performance of Guelph Wellington Paramedic Service, according to their chief, 2022 numbers presented to a county committee did show slower rates of response in rural areas. Riley Gillespie-Wilson reports.
County staff were presented with rates of response in Guelph that hit most targets. However, that wasn't the case in areas like Puslinch and Arran. The 2022 figures, however, were heavily influenced by hospital offload delays, wherein paramedics stay at the hospital to continue care due to the hospital's rate of patients. That's per Stephen Dewar, Chief and General Manager of Guelph Wellington Paramedic Service, who added a new system is in the talking stages.
Our service is run by the City of Guelph, but we had conversations with the County of Wellington in an arrangement where the county would build the stations and the city would lease them from the county. And those discussions are ongoing. If the lease agreement can be reached, then the county would put it in their capital budget to build the buildings. We're working on it, and it's not a quick process.
Dewar used Mapleton as an example to point out the difficulties of responding to calls in smaller communities.
We specifically looked at Mapleton Township. If we wanted to reach every call that occurred in one given year in 8 minutes or less, we would need three ambulances stationed 24 hours a day, stationed strategically across Mapleton Township. But with the number of calls that occur there, each of those ambulances would only do a call every second day, and the cost would be really, really high.
Dewar said he was challenged by county staff to find a better way to represent their data. He cautioned the metrics are used for both urban and rural areas, but says Guelph Wellington Paramedic are still working to increase efficiency by stationing ambulances effectively. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.